sure
my
did.
My beard. That's my fucking beard.
Gross.
Not my face beard either.
Facebeard.com.
My mane beard.
You have a real beard of a mane.
John Campbell called me.
From Mexico?
No, from Chicago.
Huh.
He's like, I'm going to be in your area in the next couple days.
Oh.
I'm like, ooh. Hot area action. Yeah, but apparently my area means like Wisconsin, so.
Oh, right.
Thanks. Call me when you get to a Dakota. Yep, he was trying to sell me his DS.
Is he going
to
go do some Dakota fanning?
Shit. Hey, everybody.
It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast. It's 16th of July, 2007, episode
139. Feeling
wow.
Fine.
Can you imagine?
Yep,
can you imagine what it would be like if we had 139 episodes left to do?
Whoa.
Imagine how stoked we'd be.
How many do we have left now?
Oh, I don't know.
We
11, 12.
12?
I don't know. Well, how long are we going to do it?
1,000.
150?
1,000.
See where we get after that?
Let's shoot for 1,000.
Let's try and get more. How many episodes did Pendulette do? Did we already beat him?
We might have.
Hmm.
I don't exactly know.
Hmm.
You know?
Hmm.
That's a few.
Okay, well, let's try to catch up with Don and Drew.
Yeah, we could. They only do 3 a week, so...
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they weren't...
They do 5 a week, that's right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We got a holding pattern going
although,
on.
Although,
make it up on the weekend.
I have a feeling they do several at once.
I have a feeling, too. I think that might be a good idea.
Those suckers are cheating.
That's all right.
Oh, so what did we do today?
Yeah.
They're always a day late with the news? What's up with that?
Yeah, really. That's
why
we're not
the
news.
Take it away, news boy.
I got some news?
I don't know, do you?
Yeah. Man, if you guys haven't been to a mailbox lately and had something show up at one for you, let me tell you what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday we had Allison's birthday party, and everyone was coming over to kick it and eat some cakes and pies.
She got some Star Wars stamps?
No, she got some good shit.
Wouldn't that be funny if you sent somebody some Star Wars stamps, but you sent them an empty envelope and just postaged it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, that would be funny.
You're like, check out all these new stamps, and you put them all on the front of the envelope.
Shit. I sent them as a postcard.
Yeah, and you like way, way overpay for postage because you want to include all the different kinds of stamps on it.
You put so many stamps on it that you're actually short on postage.
What? They attach a rock to it just to make it worthwhile?
Yeah.
But
you frame it then. Send
yeah,
an old glass
so. But usually, like, they do the little post stamp thing, and if they miss, you can just reuse stamps. Actually, even if they don't miss, you can still often reuse stamps. And
not in America.
Yeah, yeah. You totally can.
No. You can't do it in America.
Why not?
They use a ultraviolet ink. You can't see it on the stamp. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but do they always stamp it all?
Oh, like, even if, like, the black part of the ink misses, they mist the shit with, like, this ultraviolet ink that only shows up on their, like, their special,
Really?
Lights in the, sorting thing we
did. Why being so cheap?
What? What do you mean cheap? Do you know how much that costs?
To make the infrared light?
The little infrared scanner and shit, yeah.
It costs exactly the same amount as it does in the amount of lost postage they lose to people reusing a stamp.
I know, but they already bought it, so we have to pay it off.
It costs well over $5 a year.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you think people are actually really doing that, even before they had that, let's say? I think you can still do that in Canada, no problem, but we just don't care.
I think you just got to whip out a pen and incorporate the cancellation into the design.
I bet you could probably draw a stamp on and no one would notice.
I bet you could make your own stamps and no one would fucking bat an eye.
We should make our own stamps. You can do that, right?
Oh, look at that. That's fire.
If people didn't know, you can go to the Canada or U.S. Postal outlet thing and you can get your own stamp.
Oh, jub. Yeah, but that costs extra. I'm saying let's just make our own damn stamps.
Yeah, and perforate the edges and see what happens.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
It's the worst that can happen.
Our mail won't arrive to its predestined destination.
I guess not. But I got some mail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, from Lil Robert Newsom.
Oh, nice.
In, you know, wherever that is.
Georgia?
Athenia, Georgia.
In Junior Gorga?
Yep. And, man, it was packed full. It was so... Okay, everyone's showing up for the thingamajig, and they're like, hey, there's a cereal box on your steps. And, it like, there was. It was this big big box of some Cheerios something. And it was, like, all packing tape shut, but it was just, like, face down. The address label was on the other side, so it just looked like a fucking box of cereal on my steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I opened it up, and, dude, if you guys don't have... I don't know if you have it. You have it? Do you have that thing you did, man?
Not yet. I'm
dude,
expecting it.
It's something else, man.
Okay.
It's 53 is the
yeah.
name?
I have some. I have some, but I don't have all.
You have some of it?
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Well, I know. Because, you see... No, I got a bunch from his good pal, Patrick Dean, who shows up at comic conventions from time to time, and he had some of his stuff, and he gave me some, and it was cool.
Yeah.
But when I actually met Robert, well, I met him a couple of times, but he didn't, I don't think he had any of them at the, I don't think he had done them at the time when I met him. So.
Right.
But he gave me a MODOK, a couple MODOK zines, or maybe just
I don't
one,
have
I forget.
None of that yet.
Oh man, those are fucking good. Robert, make some more MODOK zines and publish my comic that I made about MODOK.
Make more stuff in general.
Sure, yeah, go for it. What's
the
worst
thing? It blew
my
mind, dude. It kicked my ass. It was like, man, this is so good.
Yeah.
I can't believe he shat the whole thing. I mean, it's like, it's so dense.
Yeah, maybe people don't know what it is that you're referring to.
Well, I'm telling you right now, he did a zine a week for 53 weeks.
Yep.
And
that's almost a year.
It's even more so.
Mm.
And, oh, it just...
It's almost
ass.
Exactly
also different.
Year.
They all got different themes and whatnot.
Yep.
And, they're all, like, printed differently. You know, like, they all have, like... They're all different colored papers and whatnot. And
yep.
One of them's printed on some clear. And one of them's printed on, like... It's, like, black on black. It's fucking
mm-hmm.
awesome. But there's so many good ones. It's like this brick of information, too.
I have a few other second period industries zines from back in the day. There's one couple that were just collections of other people's photographs.
Nice.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. Done up
well,
nice.
Send them my way. Scan it on up.
Oh, yeah. I'll put them on a website.
You know, we ought to tell that Robert Newsom to do that. Mm. Go ahead and scan all of his junk and make like some CBR files.
I bet he doesn't know what that is.
Well, I bet he might.
Maybe.
You can find out.
Compact bisque?
Yeah. Oh, but I made a fruit salad, dude,
nice.
For Allison's birthday.
Cool.
Like, I took a watermelon and cut its face off and you scooped its guts out and everything and then
you
put the fruit
it
salad in there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Did
it
have melon?
Really
Did
good.
You ball the melon?
I balled the cantaloupe.
Okay.
But I cubed the watermelon because I was like... dodging seeds, you know.
Oh, you didn't get the seedless watermelon.
No.
You
but I did
that.
Get mango and strawberries and red grapes to put in there, too. It was fucking great.
Where did the man go?
And then I made everyone goji sandwiches. That was
nice.
For dinner. With
fruit,
tomato inside.
With fruit. Oh, well, that is a fruit.
Provolone and sharp cheddar.
Provol 1.
Yep. With
That's
a big wedge of tomato
spaceship. Nicely done.
That was good shit. It was a good time.
I made a Caesar salad.
Oh, yeah?
I make pretty good Caesar salad, if I do say so myself.
Let's hear you say it.
All from scratch.
Okay.
What? No, well, yeah, well, I just did.
All right, okay.
If I did say it, that would be true.
That's the sound of the MP3 going backwards.
Yeah, I think so. My brother taught me how to make Caesar salad back in the day. He used to work in restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
And he would always be making it for the family there. And, for our family, and so I learned it from him, and it's very good. And this, I think that when you order a Caesar salad in a restaurant, it's always it. The best you can hope for is for it to be okay. I don't remember the last time I ever got a good Caesar salad in a restaurant because
yeah.
Caesar salad relies on lots of garlic. I think that's
yeah.
key. And I don't know what it is with restaurants. They just assume no one likes it. And they're like, well, we can't. There's some people who don't like garlic. So
right.
We have
no,
to
they're
make
timid.
This weak
yeah.
ass shit.
Even if it's got garlic in the name, they'll like back off a little
I
bit.
I know. Like, fucking don't order it then. Huh?
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah.
This is too garlicky. What are you doing ordering the Caesar salad, asshole? What do you expect? Or order the Greek salad. That's got no garlic in it.
How can you phrase this into something you hate?
I hate people who... Wait. how does this go?
Of garlic.
No, it's not so much that. It's just like how everything always gets, like, reduced down to the lowest common denominator, you know? Like, well, we have to make this appropriate for people who don't like it, you know? Same with anything, right? Yes. Wait. I don't know. Something. I don't know where you're getting at with that, but...
I don't know. I just thought people had issues with the Wii.
Oh, yeah. Everyone has issues with everything. But yeah. It's like trying to... It's the thing where when you try to include everybody, you end up excluding most of people who...
Would have liked it in the first place?
Yeah, kind of like that.
So you're saying if there's a place and they make a thing, and it's got, like, you know, garlic in it, and it's like, you know, garlic log, call it.
Yeah.
And all the garlic dudes are like, no, yeah, garlic log.
Fuck, that's right.
But then everyone else is like, well, I don't really like garlic, but I like logs.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, like 20 non-garlickers are like, okay, I'll try that log thing.
They spoil the garlic soup for everybody.
And then, like, the 300 garlic-ass dudes are like, man, this garlic log's gross. I was gonna eat this every day.
Yeah.
There's no fucking garlic in it, so fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right.
That's what happens a lot of the time.
But, you think Well, it's really the way it used to be, though, isn't it? I mean, like, there used to be, like, less chains of stuff, so you used to be able to, like... Yeah,
specialty stuff is where it's at. Yeah. Like, you specialize in something, make that one thing, make it the best, and people will go there for the best blank, you know?
And screw the people who don't like whatever the blank is in the first place.
Yeah, it's the chain places, like, I don't know, Applebee's or something? I'm trying to think of what you would... I know here, all of them, dude. Milestones and Earls and those kinds of places. They all just... The bigger they get, the more bland they are. And it's like...
Well, fast food, too. I mean, fast food places say, like, oh, we got this spicy thing. But it's like, oh, shit, it's spicy. Come on.
Yeah. I was actually very surprised at that Wendy's jalapeno burger that they had ages ago.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, they're not really a chain, though.
Wendy's isn't a chain? Yeah.
They're all individually owned and operated and have coincidental logos.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's it. Wendy's in Canada, the apostrophe is a maple leaf.
Really? Nice.
I was actually kind of surprised that they would make something like that, because that seems to be something that isn't up everyone's alley, you know? Seems pretty specific in a way. Like, spicy chicken burger, it's like, well, people like chicken, and it's a bit spicy, and people will eat that anyway. But something with full
jalapeno. Dude, did you ever try them chicken whoppers? Did we already talk about chicken whoppers? Remember them chicken whoppers?
Chicken whoppers?
They had chicken whoppers.
But don't... Isn't that the BK Harpoon chicken tang? What?
No. It's like a burger of ground chicken. Like, it's... It's not...
Oh, it's not a chicken breast. It's like... That sounds terrible. It sounds like something people would not want.
Nobody wanted it. No, I had one. It was like...
want chicken. They don't want it to be like a hamburger patty.
It wasn't like, I don't want to say feather, but it was like fibrous chicken. It was like...
It was all feathery?
It was like definitely reconstituted.
They ground up the whole chicken.
Yeah, totally. Beaks and feet.
Yeah, eyeballs.
No, it was okay. It just, I mean, it was like,
taste that much like chicken anyway, would it?
No, it tastes like grill. I mean, it tastes a lot like...
Once you grind up any kind of meat, it all ends up kind of tasting the same, right?
Yeah.
Like, think about it. A hamburger doesn't taste like a steak.
That's true.
Well, I guess really because the hamburger isn't actually the steak part of the meat ground.
There you go.
That's probably why. But, what the hell was I going to say?
I don't know. You're going to say the grinding meat is...
Awesome.
The grand homogenizer?
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm.
There was I had the shrimp burger in Japan at Wendy's.
Yeah?
And it was a patty made of, like... compressed shrimp or something.
What's that Japanese burger place that I was like, hey, you've been to this Japanese burger place? And you're like, that's just some Japanese burger.
Amita Burger?
Yeah.
Moss Burger?
That's right.
I did, or Moss, or whatever.
We did a bit on that already.
Moss Isley Burger? Probably. Well, let's do it again. You know, when you go to, when you go to see stand up comedians,
yeah,
they're doing the same bit all the time.
Yeah.
And if you have happened to see them twice, you might hear a joke twice, but you might like that joke, and you might go, say that joke again. Yeah, that's funny when you say that joke. Maybe that's what people like about us.
Really? That must be. It must be.
That's why we're so popular.
We don't have a whole lot of jokes.
No, we should invent a new one.
Yeah? It would be kind of cool if we...
Halfway through the show, we say hiatus?
Maybe. midpointless. I don't know. No, let's get into something else.
Okay.
You know?
Like what?
I don't know, but something...
The news? You want to talk about the news?
No.
Let me look up a news site. Let me read you the news.
Oh, you don't have to, dude. I listen to like 12 hours of NPR a day.
No, I'll look up a Canadian news. What do you think?
Maybe. But
you want to hear a Canadian news?
Kind of. I'm just saying that maybe we could break into a new... you know, everyone knows the stuff we like at this point, you know?
Oh, you want to start liking something different?
We could start liking something new that neither of us currently likes.
Lindsay Lohan?
I don't know. Are you cheating? You stacking the deck?
What do you mean?
You want to just Lindsay Lohan news every day?
Yes. Let's read up.
Get ready for the lowdown.
Celebrity gossip on the Spy vs. Pie Gossip Cast.
That'd be kind of funny. Switch gears like that. Get all popular and start hating our own guts for like, why did we do that? You know?
Why did we do that and not actually receive anything for it?
Shit, yeah.
If someone offers us money to do something we don't want to do,
yeah,
rest assured, we will do it.
We should start selling the show topic of the next day.
Yeah, like, screw ad space. Like, ad space is like, well, it could be like advertorial, right?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
You know what I love? I love that Dean Tripp LiveJournal Project Rooftop. That's what I love. And let's talk about that for a show.
Okay.
Get a little fruit kickback out of that or something?
That sounds good.
Yeah. Let's contact those guys.
What?
Those guys.
It's two guys now, right?
Is it?
Dean Tripp Industries is two dudes, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Dean and his elf? I'm not dissing his elf. I want an elf so bad, man. I've been working on a book of my first trips from like 2003 and 2004.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just started doing the page layouts for that last night. I got like 20 pages done, and I'm like, man, I really
from way back in the
gorilla.
Beginning of time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From my first internet strips.
Remember the Army one?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first one I saw of yours.
There was big hubbub over the Army one.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. It was like, that's bullshit. And
that's insensitive.
That's when I knew I have to be friends with this man.
Yep.
He's causing shit. And
I was like, fuck you. Yeah,
like, that was dudes, my first case yeah, of fuck so you. Like, what do you think of this comic? And for those who don't know it, it was just a little two-panel, like, you know, what's the best thing about being in the Army? And then
the worst.
Oh, sorry, yeah, what's the worst thing about being in the Army? And there's all this, like, fucking shit going on in the background. All like, Warren?
Yeah, Warren. Exploding buildings and bodies and graves and all that shit.
And then the little soldier guy in the front goes, I don't know, the food?
The food. No, he's like, the food, and he's crying. He's got a single tear.
Yeah.
Yep.
And people were upset. And that was back in the days when we used to be at war, right?
Yeah. I know, I was looking at that last night, because I got up to that one, and the dialogue was missing out of it, so I had to, like, find the GIF and retypeset it, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I was looking at that, and I was like, man, this was like, Afghanistan, but it was still, it's like, fuck, I didn't think then that I'd be now, and they're like, shit, and it's still like, oh, boy, okay,
You thought you'd be onto Lindsay Lohan comics by now.
Man, I thought it was going to be, like, when you're flipping through it, it would be like, I don't understand this reference. You know,
that's right. Yeah,
I thought it would be such a long distance. Yeah, exactly. Hey, will you go see if your sister's wearing pants?
It's like that comic you did about the Exxon Valdez.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got that book. I'm gonna keep shoveling that shit into that book. So
call it Tart Pop Comics presents Suez Canal.
Right.
I'm going to do lowdown.
Two versions of it, though. I'm setting it up in color, but I'm going to spit out a color one and a black and white one. The color one's going to be like 10 bucks more, but I'm going to get color ones made, too.
Cool.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty excited about it, because, you know, yeah. Those things haven't been online in a long time. They haven't been, like,
yeah, that's right,
findable or anything. And
I don't have Tart Pop Comics number one.
No.
You never gave it to me.
I don't know what to say.
You're expecting payment still?
No.
You fucking send me the money, I'll send you the shit.
I'm gonna go.
You don't have any of my comics, do you?
No, I do. I do.
I don't have
any of the new Job Goblins, though.
Yeah, I got four of those. Get on the stick, motherfucker.
Yeah, suppose so, huh?
Yeah, I'll send you some of that shit. I don't actually have your address, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm too embarrassed to ask Sarah for it.
I don't even know who you are.
I know Sarah has your address, but yeah. If I ask her for your address, she'd be like, I thought you get. Wait, hold on. That wasn't other Sarah voices. Let me do it. I thought you guys was friends. How come? No, wait. That's Heather's voice.
Yeah, what are you
I'm
doing?
Confused. I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, you guys. I thought you guys was friends. You told me you guys was friends.
Yeah. Is that, I don't know. There's very subtle, you know, nuances.
Sarah's got more of that Southern Belle thing happening.
That's right. She is further, wait, is Illinois further south? Yeah.
Yeah.
But only by a little bit, right?
Young Si, I would go batshit for some Chardonnay.
5 degrees souther, right? How many more degrees of Southern accent is she than you?
I would, 5 degrees out of a total of 360?
Out of a total of 151.
1%? One letter? Maybe one letter?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her W's. Right. She slurs her W's. Water. Right, so
she stutters her W.
Yeah. Totally.
I thought you guys were friends. How come you don't have his address?
That's right. So, why don't you
have your address?
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid to ask Sarah for it.
Oh, okay. You don't want to ask me?
I think I have your address from when you used to live in a different place.
Yeah, I think I got the same year.
A long time ago. How long you been in that house?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to talk about. I get John Campbell had called me, I think today, from Sarah's phone, because, like, I didn't recognize the number, but, like, she's not on my phone, but, like, I was...
So that means that Sarah and Tom are back?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. They're, like, they're on the G thing.
Hey,
you can see their status is always, like...
Are you guys back? Wait, you know whose voice I was doing. Hey, guys.
Who?
You know who does that.
Who says that?
Oh, maybe you know who does it.
Who?
Someone from the message board, maybe?
Someone from the message board.
Hey, guys. I was just writing to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that?
I know who talks like that. Yes, they are back. So it's possible that they could have been doing such a thing. Because I bet you John Campbell doesn't have a phone.
Yeah.
I bet you he doesn't have anything.
I bet they're like...
Get out of here, John Campbell. We got to romance the stone.
Oh. They're going to find the jewel of the Nile?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. They're gonna War of the Roses?
I was just gonna
say that. Yep.
Gonna have a bonfire over vanity?
Shit. Were they both in that?
I don't know. Tom and Sarah? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yep, yep, they were. Oh, man. So, hey, we got Crying Baby.
I like that.
Do you?
Yeah, sure. What are you gonna do about it?
We got this toy baby.
I can't hear Allison. No crying baby.
No, it...
Oh, really? This is what you sound like. Man!
No, it drinks. It comes with a bottle, and it drinks. And, like, it's got this,
fake,
like, animatronic head.
Ooh.
And then, it, like, after it finishes drinking, it'll kind of fuss and cry. And, like, what it drank will come out of its tear ducts. It's got these little robot tear ducts.
Oh, God.
It's crazy.
It's crying tears of milk.
Yep, but you can console it. Like, you can just rock it on your shoulder and pet.
Wow.
She loves it. She took that thing right away.
You should feed it, like, a tortilla or something.
Well, it doesn't have teeth. It just has this little plug mouth.
Feed it some gravy.
Okay. I think it would clog. It'd be delicious, though.
That's how you stop babies from crying.
Maybe I could fill it with soy sauce.
Feed them gravy. Oh,
great. And then, like, whenever I wanted to use soy sauce, I just make that toy baby cry. Like,
that's
over
right.
My foot. Punch, punch, punch. I want soy sauce.
Yep.
Whoa, is that a naked baby? No. Is my phone ringing? Yeah. Is the show over?
It might as well be.
Alright, well, send in your clausions and clarins to the garment shops, and we'll check you when it fronts.
Bye, Petus. A bit loud, so just embrace.
Wait, I'm not even there.
Oh.
I'm not by my computer.
Oh. Oh, I see. Alright, well, fuck it then. Fuck you, Dad.
Sorry. Shit. Get enough of that at home.